And when you have a commitment to it, you are raising your energy level. And I'll speak a lot here in this program about energy and energy levels. And very often the reason our heart is not congruent with our thoughts is because we allow ourselves to become immersed in lowered energy fields. And we allow, people say to me so often, what you say sounds great, but you don't know what it's like to be in my family. You don't know what it's like to be around my children. You don't know what it's like where I work. I'm in a world which is, you know, noisy, which is rude, which is filled with hatred and so on. What do I do about that? And I always say, who were the most influential people that ever walked on this planet? And what did they have to teach us? That's what you want to go to. What did Jesus say to us? What did Moses say to us? What did Buddha say? What did Muhammad? These weren't just great teachers. These were people who lived at a higher energy field, who sent love in response to hate, who sent joy in response to sadness, who had forgiveness in their hearts as the only thing that they had to give away. You practice that. You practice it, and you stop yourself when you find yourself moving. It's like with the backhand. When you go to hit your backhand, and all of a sudden you hit one and it goes over the fence, you don't keep doing that. You don't just keep saying, well, I just can't help it. It just keeps going over the... You stop, and you make the correction instantaneously, at the moment. And if you start to practice it, before long, it doesn't take very long. It's like I told you about the woman who was the prostitute up in Seattle. I mean, she made a decision that she was no longer going to be a victim in her life, and she was no longer going to be, and she was addicted to one of the strongest substances that you, and she changed overnight, and she's never gone back. She made, you know, she made a heart connection. And I always say, you know, I repeat the prayer of St. Francis every day. 2 or 3 times a day. And when I repeat that prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Those are 7 chapters in Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. And he said, oh Lord, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be loved as to love, to be understood as to understand. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying to self that we are born to eternal life. I just repeat that, and there's such energy in that. Eknath Eswaran taught me about the energy in that prayer. He said, carry it around with you. Carry that around with you. Just keep it in your pocket. It's right here in my pocket. I always have it with me. And the energy is always there. And it's just a very subtle kind of reminder. And the other thing I would say about keeping congruence is to turn it over to something that you're connected to, but that is higher than the energy of your thoughts. Turn it over to God, in other words. Just turn it over and watch and see what happens.
There are 10 principles that I'll be talking about in this program. 10 principles that that really are the cornerstone of what my life has been about and what I have learned works and doesn't work in terms of attaining success and inner peace. Each one of these principles represents a way of thinking and living and practicing them that takes you away from the flock. I know when my little boy turned 13, in the Jewish tradition, of course, this is the stepping stone into adulthood with the bar mitzvah and so on. And I told him... while he's not Jewish, that this was really the opening time in his life for entering into, and many traditions and many cultures consider adulthood. And I wrote him a little letter and asked him to save it. And one of the things I remember saying on the letter is that if you follow the herd, you'll end up stepping in shit, you know. It's just going to be a part of your life. There's going to be a lot of it, and if you're not stepping in it, you'll be trying to dodge it, and it'll be on your shoes and so on. So you can either go along with the herd, go along with the flock, the crowd, if you will, and you'll find yourself having a lot of the kinds of problems that you don't have to have if you're out there in front, or if you get out on that path and live in a way that you decide.